Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is WA2U, good evening.
WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff. WA2U. Well, Kathy and I are enjoying the cooler temperatures here in Clay this evening. I guess it's cooler everywhere, which we like. And we'll say good evening to those out there listening and those that are going to check in. I guess the Bloomfield Fair is going on or coming up, whatever. So very good. I guess that's this weekend for a few days. Went out, did our shopping today, helped the local economy, did our grocery shopping, and went to the music store and picked up some more CDs and went to Battery World and picked up a small lithium-ion battery. So ran around and did a few things and got a few things accomplished. So good day for that. Sometimes we've gone on Friday and sometimes we've gone on Saturday. So it was a productive day and kind of a nice day. The garden's doing well and just enjoying the temperature. So great weather. I know I heard some people earlier this morning talking about a lot of fog. And we're supposed to go up to camp on, the 30th. I think that's Tuesday. Go up there overnight and see how things are going. So the 30th we should be in close by up there. We'll bring the handheld so we can get to the repeater. Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you and we'll say good evening to everyone. WA to you.
Okay, John. Well, hopefully you have a good trip up there then. Yeah, the Boonville Fair is going on all week and wraps up Sunday evening there with the Demolition Derby. But, yep, it's a wonderful time in Boonville right now. Just full of people. So, all right, John. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
W2ZX saying, good evening.
That's W2ZXN, I'm sorry.
Roger, roger. Whiskey 2, Zulu, X-ray November.
Roger that. Sandy?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. What's going on tonight, and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in the mobile, just getting into work here at the 911 Center in Wampsville, Madison County, and heard you doing a call up there, and I heard John, and thought I'd pop in and say hello. I spent the majority of the afternoon working on trying to get one of those email form programs to work from a website, and not having much success.
Are you doing it in PHP or is it some other scripting language?
Well, I was trying to use one that was on the server already, and it was CGI email. I guess it was developed by MIT, and it just requires you to build a text file, and of course the HTML form itself. And for some reason, I can't get the text file to work properly. I don't know what's going on there.
Ah, Roger, CGI email. Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time. It's a Perl script. Usually, the problems with that are, well, there's a couple things that it could be, but usually it's either your path to send mail is incorrect, or sometimes some mail servers will block emails coming from CGI mail when it identifies itself. because there were some issues there where it had been exploited or where people use it to send spam to, but that's not very common anymore.
Oh, roger, roger. Good to know. I thank you for the info. I'll definitely have to look at that again tomorrow. Anyway, very good. I just thought I'd pop in and say hi. 73W2ZX.
Sorry, a landline popped in there. I didn't hear your response, but yeah, I would Google that. Usually that's what I remember. I haven't played around with Perl in quite a few years. I usually pretty much stick with PHP these days, but yeah, that was usually always the problem, is either the path to send mail was wrong, or you know, check your spam box, and sometimes it ends up in there. But well, good luck with that, and thank you for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Boy, it's been quiet all week. Must be everybody's out and about or whatever. But usually we have a busier week than this. But maybe it's that time of year where everybody's taking on vacation or up there at the fairgrounds or what have you. But for myself, I work today. I got to work tonight. And in between there, one of the boys there went up to camp and had to get some of their stuff. They're heading up to summer camp for a little while, for a week. So they had left all their sleep bags and stuff up at camp, so we had to go up there and get that. And dropped off some other stuff and took a look around, and it's pretty pretty buggy as far as the deer flies go right now. But manageable. I'm going to spend some time up there soon myself, a few days. I'm looking forward to it. Get some fishing done and start prepping stuff for hunt season. It's not that far away, if you think about it. So, got a bunch of stuff to get done before that happens. So, all right, this is KD2 AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Holy ATO.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, we all appreciate you doing the nap because everybody's busy tonight. Are you going to camp this weekend?
I'll be going there Sunday and staying up there for a few days, getting away. So I got a bunch of work I got to get done up there. I got a bunch of wood to cut. Things I just got to get done. And plus, I want to take a few days and get away from all the computers and everything. So that's me. Wife and kids don't want to go. and the boys are heading up to camp. So just me getting away for a little bit.
No, when we were working, Kathy and I get up to camp and we, you know, pack and everything. As I said, we're going up for one night to check things out. But when we were working, we got up there and got all settled in. Boy, did we have a tough time leaving. It was really tough, even when we used to go up there in the winter snowshoes. So, all right, Jeff. Appreciate you doing that. Maybe we'll chat with you. We'll try to check in tomorrow. And hi to Andy there, WA273.
Roger, I know exactly what you mean. Most of the time, when I start packing up, I don't want to go. It's got to be pretty miserable up there, raining or something. I usually want to stay for at least another day. But all right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the last call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency to radio amateur use. I'd like to thank John and Andy for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2 AIT. I'll be clear.
KB2KOJ, KA2ZZ.
Yeah, how am I making it here, Jack? Can I get in this one?
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. We probably will have to, move traffic here tonight again. He just wants you to list, that's all for now.
Yeah, I have two books of three. One at your station, one MQP, and one for KKL. two books of three. That's only three I've got. Only six I've got.
Okay, very good. Stand by just a second, Mike.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, tell them I'll go check the soda that's here, and then I'll just come back here to 655. I'll actually do the call up here, too, as well.
Okay, Mark, very good. I just gave him, he has nobody so far, of course, for Southern 2, so if you want to get those, that's fine. And probably, I'll do the two I usually do, and then I'll swing back up here.
Okay, and I'll do the call up here, too, but I have to get a piece of paper, Jack, so I'll be back, and then I'll go down and do the third there, and then I'll do the call up here.
No problem. I'll do the 7-6 and, 3-3, and then I'll meet you back here. KA2-0-Z.
KB2-KA-Z.
KB2-JLK, you up here, Mark?
He will be back. This is KA2-0-Z. I was just waiting for him here.
Oh, okay, Jack. Can you sign me in, KB2-ZSV?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Were you the one trying to get in on the 7-6?
Yeah, roger.
Boy, that repeater needs some adjustments, you know that?
Yeah, it sounds like they're all going down.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, well, hopefully the 1-7 will be back up by next week, this coming week. I did talk to Ralph today. So, depends what they find wrong, you know. They got to do something to stop that noise that was on it. Okay, I got you, and thanks for checking in. KA2-0-Z.
Okay, this is KB2KLJ for OCTEN, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Of course, the net is being held on the 2-4 repeater, 147-24. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
Says KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, hi Jeff, thank you for checking in. Anyone else rocking? Okay, Zed, if you're still listening, I know I can't get into 2-4, so I am up here, so when you get through, I am here. Are there any other stations for Rockton, with or without traffic?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay, alrighty. Okay, very good, Jack. Anyone else for Rockton? Okay, nothing else heard here, so I don't know who's... Do you want me to stay right here, Jack?
Yeah, give me your list.
Okay, from the 685, I had KC2SFU. And then from the 85, I had six stations. K2MMW, make my whiskey. N2WVX. AA2RM. KB2JED. And the next two are KC2s. KC2IKQ. And JVD. And then from the 655 here, we had just KD2AIT so far. Looks like about eight stations.
Okay, I didn't have AIT down. I've got him now. And actually, ZSV checked in over here because he could not get into the 7-6 tonight. That's how, you know, it definitely needs work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I've got 8. Let me go back and give these to don't think there's any reason for him to keep it open. He could mention a few times that KKL has traffic. If for some reason she doesn't come in, I can always pick it up anyways. Because she can do the 724 without any problem. So we'll go from there. I'll be back in a short. KA2000's up.
Okay, and have Jim come up here for his net report, Jack.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, I'm going to stay right here then. So, I'm going to stay right here. And I do want to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater here, if anyone, for letting us pass traffic here. So, much appreciated.
No problem, KD2AIT.
Well, appreciate that, Jeff. KB2KOJ.
KB2KOJ, KA2000.
KB2KOJ.
Okay, very good. He's going to close in that in a minute, a couple minutes here, and he will be he'll be up here too. So let me pass you a couple I have for you, and maybe KKL will hear us up here and come in. Are you ready to copy?
Ready to copy. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay. Please copy common parts routine, KA2000Z, 7, Liverpool, New York, July 25, going to Mark, KB2KOJ break. Your blank blank delivered 252200. Email 73 break, Jack. KA2ZNZ. My 56 is your 71 KB2DP. My 57 is your 72 AC2I. And the vet book, how do you
do? Roger.
Okay, stand by one here. Make a note here, 2157, okay. And I got a nice response. Number 58 routine, KA2000Z, 5, Liverpool, New York, July 25, KB2KOJ break. Thanks for the good wishes. Break, Winnie, and Dick. And that one, I'll end of my actual traffic for you. I wanted to ask if you wanted to pick up CCD yet. I know it's a little bit ahead, but, you know, you get tied up on the weekends, and I don't know, unless you know you're clear tomorrow night, then we can hold them for tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be clear, but I'm not sure if I'll be here tomorrow, but if not, the end of the weekend's kind of up in the air here, so. I'd love to take the traffic. You know, you got the traffic for IHJ, but you're not going to get him until at least Sunday or Monday for those. And I'm not sure if you're going to get Mike and Linda till Monday, Jack. Do you have them now?
We've got CCD, and we've got N2LGJ, that you can give me anytime. Because I'll have to pick those up. I'm the only one that has the, well, I hope they still have it, the same, email address. And those is the 28th, so what would that be, Sunday? That would be Sunday night.
Well, I'll definitely be here Sunday, and probably, I think probably probably I'll just be gone one night. I probably it'll be tomorrow night or Saturday. So if I'm not here tomorrow night, I'll be here Saturday. And if I'm here Saturday, tomorrow night, I won't be Saturday. So, but I know I'll be definitely back on Sunday. I can't afford to really miss too many more naps, because I've got to keep checking in here.